The following is another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going from the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good, and Janacek will also be fouled.
Tonight, it's a Ford County Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Loomis Wolves. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
The girls wrap up their regular season tonight with sub-districts beginning next week. The boys' game will be a rematch of last week's Fort Kearney Conference semifinal, in which Loomis won their way to a tournament title. It's the Wolves and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Pleasanton High School for continuing coverage of Fort Kearney Conference basketball between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Loomis Wolves. As expected, the girls' game went Loomis's way. They jumped up big at halftime, 38-17, and cruised to a 56-32 victory. 11 points, 13 rebounds for Tori Maskey, 11 points, 9 rebounds for Paige Thorell. Pleasanton was led by Mickey Aarons with 10 points in the game. But on the boys' side, you've got 14 more Loomis coming off their conference tournament championship, in which they had to defeat Pleasanton in the semifinals and Overton to the championship. Pleasanton comes in at 11-5. And for Pleasanton, this is their first game since that semifinal loss last week. So they're playing Loomis back-to-back games. And for Loomis, they did get a little workout at Eustace Farnham, who is struggled this year with just one win, but they got the win there, and they're now 14-4. Plus, these two teams are in the same sub-district, so a pretty good chance that this is going to be the second of three meetings in about 3 weeks. As Pleasanton and Loomis get ready to do battle, you're listening to New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier tonight, ESPN Radio had Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest in the girls' game, and it was a 55-43 Lincoln Southwest win over Kearney. In the boys' game, Southwest leading 10-7 over the Kearney High boys, again on ESPN Radio. The Heartland Hoops Classic is tomorrow. The first five games, starting at 9 a.m. from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The final three games, beginning at 5:45, Gretna versus Minden, South Sioux City versus Grand Island, SEM versus Heartland Lutheran will be here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also tomorrow afternoon, the D3 District Wrestling Championships from Elm Creek, which will begin at approximately 2 o'clock. But tonight, basketball action. We're ready for what should be a great boys game between Pleasanton and Loomis, and we'll look at the starters after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the visiting Loomis Wolves, number 12 is a 6-foot senior, Clay McDowell. Number 22, 5'11 senior, Kalen Anderson. Number 30, 5'11 junior, Shane Sundquist. Number 32, 6'2 junior, Josh Earsom. And number 42, 6'1 senior, Matt Houston. Head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Verbka. Loomis is 14-4 on the season, ranked 9th in Class D2. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'6 senior, Austin Pates. Number 20 is a 5'10 senior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22, 5'9 senior, Colin Janicek. Number 24, 5'9 senior, Caden Zwiener. And number 34, a 6-foot senior, Derek Tolles. Head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Brandon Kavan, assisted by John Klosterman. Pleasanton is 11-5 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is simply better. Now, in that first meeting last week, it went 57-50 for Loomis. And for Pleasanton, they were without Caleb Pritchard, who was ill. Tonight, they're without Clay Weber, who was injured. And Coach Kavan says Pritchard actually isn't 100%. So they'll put him out there and see what he can do. Both coaches agreed rebounding was a big factor last week as Loomis dominated Pleasanton on the boards. We'll see what happens tonight. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll tip it off right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the ball is in the air. The Loomis Wolves will control the tap. They'll move from left to right. They'll fire a three to start the game. It's too strong by Caleb Anderson, but an offensive rebound down and put back up and in by Josh Harrison. So there you go, right off the bat, an offensive rebound for Loomis, and they lead it by a score of 2-0. Pleasanton, long three. They'll try one. It's also short. That one, Colin Janicek. Offensive rebound brought down, though, by Caden Zwiener. He can't get a put back like Loomis did because the ball came out a little strong, so he'll kick it out to Pritchard. Back over to Austin Pates. If Loomis lets Pleasanton shoot threes, they could be in trouble, and they're coming out in that man-to-man and not giving them a whole lot of room. The ball knocked out of the hands there. Zwiener, he'll retreat and pick it up in the backcourt as Clay McDowell is guarding him in the man-to-man. Set the screen right side. Zwiener into the right-hand corner, looks for the cutter, Tolles, but he's covered. They'll kick it back out top. Long three on the way. Austin Pates off the iron once, twice, will not go. And then we've got it over the back foul, and it's going to be on Loomis, it looks like. And let's see, as we were shielded from the number, it was going to be on Clay McDowell. First foul of the basketball game, and Pleasanton will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Dump it in right underneath, and a hard foul called on Josh Earsom as Colin Janicek came off a nice screen and in the air got his arms raked pretty hard. So he will go to the line and shoot two. Colin Janicek, chance to tie it up here early on, puts the first free throw up, and it is in. Second free throw coming up here for the Bulldogs. And Janicek will fire this one up and rolling around, stops and falls in. Almost came to a dead stop on the back of the rim, but it does go. And it's 2-2. Loomis back into the front court here, works around the Pleasanton man-to-man, trying to get it to Houston. Backdoor pass is deflected away, but run down by Kalen Anderson. Both teams have plenty of speed on the low block. They'll get it to Earsom, forces his way through the double team, gets the whistle. We had 8 ton of fouls in the girls' game. We'll see if that continues here in the boys' game. Foul will be called on Derek Tolles. That'll be the first on Pleasanton, and it will result in Josh Earsom going to the line to shoot two free throws. And the first one is up, and it is in, 3-2. Second free throw down for Earsom on the way, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard of the outlet, gets it to Pates. Pates on the right wing, stutter dribble, working on McNall, working on Anderson, gets it inside, little one-hand jumper up and in, getting high in the air was Caleb Pritchard, and he elevates and puts it home, so it's 4-3. Pleasanton takes the lead. At the other end, Loomis missed the layup underneath. Josh Earsom on the way up hit the rim, and then the ball punched out of bounds by the Bulldogs, so a break here for Loomis. Matt Houston to throw it in, gets it in the left-hand corner, drawing the double team will be Anderson. Kicks it out top, and Pate strips the ball away from Clay McNall. First turnover of the game. Here comes Pleasanton against the man-to-man defense, taking it in with another one-hand runner, and scoring is Caleb Pritchard. They find a little seam. They'll take it right at you. Fast break the other way. Loomis, pull-up jumper. Anderson, right baseline is good. So Anderson answers right back. And the fans would really be entertained with a track meet here this evening as Pates dribbled it off his foot, lost the handle. Outlet pass to McNall. One on two. Puts it up in traffic and scores. Clay McNall. I think Derek Toll's even got a hand on the basketball on the way up. But it didn't matter. McNall puts it in. And it is 7-6 now. Loomis regains the lead. Pays with the ball up top. His pass knocked away. Another steal is made. It's going to be Anderson. One-on-one to the hoop. Puts it up. Off balance. Won't go. And two Pleasanton Bulldogs fighting for the loose ball. Finally, Janicek will gain control of it over to Pates. Most of Loomis's team has still been down here trying to play defense because it's been fast break three times in a row. Back up top, it'll be Tolles. Tolles balance pass through the lane. Gets it to the right-hand corner to Pates. Another lazy pass is stolen away by Clay McNall. I would expect maybe he's going to find himself on the bench. Layup is up and in. Three turnovers. And unfortunately for Austin Pates, they've all been on him. Two passes that were not very crisply thrown, and then he dribbled off his foot. And here's four turnovers. A palming call going to be called on Pleasanton. Into the ball game now for Loomis will be Kyle Rademacher and the big fella, Matt Gray, a 6'5" junior that gives him even more of an advantage inside. As we said earlier this year with Pleasanton, this is the first time in a number of years that they haven't had height to work with. And, of course, that doesn't mean anything to Coach Kavan as he's in his first season here. Loomis basketball down on the low block. They'll get it to Rademacher. Nowhere to go. Hands it off to McNall. He'll drive the right side. Double pump shot. No good. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds to the Bulldogs. 4:30 to go. First quarter, 9-6 in favor of Loomis, the road team here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into the front court with it will be the Bulldogs. Swing it over to the right side to Tolles. Tries to come into the paint, then dishes it off for a backdoor layup. It's Caden Zwiener. Drew the double team, dished it off. Penetrate and dish. That's what's going well here for Pleasanton. And now it's picked away. The steal made by Colin Janicek. Up the floor. The numbers aren't there. Kicks it into the corner. 17-footer is down. Caleb Pritchard. And it's 10-9. Pleasanton regains the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Up the floor, Sundquist. His pass is off the mark, and the Bulldogs steal the ball away again. So there's back-to-back turnovers for Loomis. Try to get it to Pates, and it goes out of bounds off Loomis. So now it's a little out of control, and Coach is going to bring Kalen Anderson back into the ball game, and for the first time, Kelly Thorell. So Anderson, Thorell, McNall, along with Rademacher and Matt Gray. But it's Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop, and they'll lob it out of the left wing to Pates. Pates will grab it, dump it into the left-hand corner, trying to play a little catch, and they drop the basketball. Fifth turnover to the other end. The layup with some defense in the way is no good by Anderson. Rebound offensively is made by Kelly Thorell. He'll dish it to Matt Gray. Gray will attack and score the left-hand layup. 11-10 Loomis. Back and forth we go. Three-pointer in transition. Pleasanton can't get it to go. Ball hits the floor, and Kyle Rademacher will pick it up. Into the front court with it, the Wolves. Hits the trailer. Driving in, losing the handle, Kalen Anderson. One of the Bulldogs got a hand on it. Turnover Loomis. Fast break the other way, but the numbers aren't there, and Zwiener will pull it up. Swing it over to Pates. Three-point land. Hands it back off to Janicek. Comes to the high post. Gets in the paint. Swings it over to Pritchard. Down on the low block. Good ball movement here, but Loomis is right there defensively. Just a quarter step slow of making the steal. And they'll get it in the paint. Zwiener pump fakes, puts it up, and scores. Nobody bit on the pump fake. And Derek Tolles will get the bucket. Pleasanton has yet to sum of the game here, I don't think. And now we finally see somebody getting ready to check in. It'll be Jason Nichols. 12-11, Pleasanton leads, 2:34 to go here in quarter number one. Boys basketball on Classic Hits. Loomis ready to throw it in. Lincoln Southwest with a 25-23 lead over the Kearney High Boys halftime on ESPN Radio. 14-60 and 15-50. Earlier tonight, Southwest girls beat Kearney 55-43. In the lane, Anderson again, a little off balance, shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Janicek, baseball pass to the other end, and Tolles finds a way to grab it. Some dangerous passes here by Pleasanton. Jump pass right wing to Nichols. Jason gets it into the corner to Tolles. One dribble here against this matchup. Swing it to the left side, Pates. Long three. Again, it's going to come up a little short, and the rebound is grabbed by Kelly Thorell. Outlet pass on the left wing. Anderson slows it down momentarily. Keeps his dribble. Cross over to get by the defender. Draws the double team and throws it out top to McNall. Posting up cleanly down there is Rademacher, but they don't give it to him. Interesting selection there by the Loomis guard. Out to Gray. Matt drives into the paint. Dishes it baseline. Good move underneath Anderson. Bumped and still scores. Kaylin Anderson with his second bucket. And we're just exchanging buckets right now. 13-12 Loomis. A minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Bulldogs have it to Janicek over the right wing to Nichols. Nichols back up Janicek. High post Pates. Whips it underneath the Tolles. Gray cuts him off. Has to kick it out. Here's Zwiener on the drive. One-hand jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Gray. Outlet pass. He's got Anderson to the front court. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Anderson knew there was going to be contact that time. Shielded the ball off from the defender. And got a good shot even with the contact. A chance for a three-point play here for Kaylin Anderson. Back in for Loomis, Matt Houston. In for Pleasanton, John Colsheen. The foul called on Derek Tolles is his second. He's got the only two fouls right now for Loomis. Or for Pleasanton, excuse me. The free throw was up, Anderson too strong. And Colsheen comes in and grabs the rebound. 15-12, Loomis with a three-point lead. That's the largest lead of the quarter. Bulldogs with a basketball. A minute to go here in the first quarter. Austin Pates dribbling in place on the right side, waiting for some movement. Colin Janicek finally comes up to take it, try to get it into Colsheen. It's deflected away by Gray. Steal is made. Sundquist up the floor all the way to the rack. Put the shot up too strong, and the ball will be grabbed underneath by the Bulldogs and Colin Janicek. He gets it out to Nichols. And Nichols trying to get control of the ball walked. That's seven turnovers here in the first quarter for Pleasanton. Again, that is pretty uncharacteristic, although we've seen a couple times where they have one quarter where they have some trouble, and then the other three, they really take care of the ball. So we'll see if that's the case here tonight. Loomis has the ball in a three-point lead. Anderson down the low post. Turnaround jumper. He gets it into Rademacher. Missed it. Rebound. Pleasanton over the back. On the Loomis Wolves, Matt Gray, his first, third team foul, and Gray will come out and Thorell will come back in. 25 seconds remain here in the first quarter of play. A three would tie, but the Bulldogs are 0-4 from beyond the arc. Bring it into the front court to Pates, dribbles into that trap on the zone. Skip pass over to Nichols, back up top they'll go to Janicek, back to Nichols, Nichols in the right-hand corner, cut off there by Kelly Thorell. 8 seconds to go. Coming in the paint. Forcing the shot. No good. We're going to get a partial block and they'll call a jump. It'll be Pleasanton's ball. Must have been Thorell that got a hand on it. 4.5 seconds here for Pleasanton to get a shot away. Colsheen to throw it in. They're going to let Janicek get an open shot here. There it is. The three-pointer on the way, but it is no good. The rebound brought down by Matt Houston. And there will be no shot. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. It's Loomis 15 and Pleasanton. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And we're ready to get the second quarter underway. It'll be Loomis basketball, and they waste no time posting up Josh Earsom, and he'll put it up and in. He scored the first bucket of the first quarter and scores the first bucket of the second quarter, and Loomis is now up by five. Throwing over the top of the zone, another three by Paints. It's no good. 0 of 6 from downtown. Rebound to Houston. Outlet pass up the floor to Sundquist. Trying to draw the charge is Paints, but they call a block. First foul on Austin Paints, third overall on Pleasanton. But Loomis is not only getting the rebounds, they're getting some good outlets. In the first quarter, turnovers, Pleasanton 7, Loomis 4. Rebounds, Pleasanton 7, Loomis 6. Three-pointers, 0 of 5 in the first quarter for Pleasanton, 0 of 1 for Loomis. Sundquist's free throw is no good. Free throws, Loomis 1 of 3, Pleasanton 2 of 2. 6 points for Caleb Pritchard to lead Pleasanton. 6 for Kaylin Anderson to lead Loomis, and Sundquist missed them both. Caleb Pritchard will get his second rebound for the Bulldogs. Paid to the left-hand corner. Gets it to his cutter. That's Pritchard on the left elbow. Out right to Nichols. He hits the three, the first one of the ball game. First bucket here for Jason Nichols, and that'll make it 17-15. And then it's turned over at the other end. Coming out of there with it is going to be Nichols. Loomis's fifth turnover. Long three on the way. Pritchard hit it. Back-to-back threes, and just like that, Pleasanton has the lead. 9 points for Caleb Pritchard, 18-17. We said they're going to have to make threes to win a ball game tonight. Sundquist down the low block. Triple-teamed is Houston, so the backside is open, and he gives it to Earsom for an easy layup. He just got it around. That triple-team threw over the top of him. That'll make it 19-18. Loomis under the other end. Pleasanton gets it down low. Cole Sheeney gets his first bucket. 20-19. Fast break the other way. Boy, Loomis. After those buckets, is just really sprinting to the other end. Set it up top to McDowell. Back cut off the screen is a reverse layup for Kaylin Anderson, and he will lay it up and in. 8 for Anderson, and real quick offense for Loomis. They would need a shot clock here in this second quarter. And it's 21-20 Wolves. Pates has to throw it out top to Caleb Pritchard. Back over to Pates on the left wing. Baseline's open. He gets tripped up. Anderson with the foul. That'll be the first on Kaylin. And the fourth on the Loomis Wolves. Pates threw it up, hoping to get the two shots. Not going to happen. Coming in now for Pleasanton, Caden Zwiener and Brady Darby. And for Loomis, it looks like Sundquist back in. Or no, excuse me, it's going to be Rademacher in. Pleasanton ball down by one, 2 minutes into the quarter. Tried to force it inside to Darby. The ball tipped around a while, and Loomis comes away with the steal. Josh Earsom and Pleasanton with their eighth turnover, first of this quarter. Wolves get into the front court here with McDowell. Crossover dribble fires to the baseline to Rademacher. He's covered. Back inside. Here's a short jumper up and in by Earsom, and he is fouled. Loomis really moving without the ball very, very well. And that is 6 already in the quarter for Earsom. And we haven't even played 2.5 minutes. And the foul is called on Caden Zwiener. That'll be his first. Earsom now at the line to try and complete the 3-point play. And the free throw is up and rattles in. 7 of the quarter, 10 of the game for Earsom, and it's 24-20, Loomis by 4. 5:35 to go here in the first half. High post, Janacek tried to make a nifty pass, and ended up throwing it away. The steal is made, and Loomis will have it tipped out of bounds as they rush up the floor. Good crowd on hand here tonight in Pleasanton. We're glad you're along with us on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com for our final girl-boy doubleheader of the season. Sub-districts begin Monday. And we will be in Aurora for the Tuesday and Thursday games, where the top seed is Centura, Shelton, Ravenna there, Wood River, Donovan, Trumbull have the play-in game Monday. We'll talk more about all that coming up at halftime. Right now, Loomis works it around, gets it down low, powering his way inside Josh Earsom. He'll lay another one up and in. His body control, he's too strong. He's just pushing the Pleasanton defenders around, and now Loomis is up by six, their largest lead at 26-20. Here's a long three by Pritchard. That one will not go. Offensive rebound on the backside is put back up and in by Caden Sweener. Sweener grabbed the long rebound and really was pretty uncontested to the hoop. Loomis set up at the other end. Down low, Earsom again. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball before the ball went in. There was a jump ball called, and it will go to Pleasanton. The Loomis fans aren't going to like that at all, because they weren't tied up very long, and then when Earsom broke free, he just followed it right through into the hoop. 26-22 Loomis. Into the front court, Pleasanton working against that zone defense, the very quick Wolf defense. They get it up top to Toll, swings it over for a wide-open three, Pritchard, and that one's in. Caleb with his second three. He's got 12 points, and it's 26-25. Loomis's lead cut to one after back-to-back Bulldog buckets. In the paint, the turnaround jumper is no good for Kyle Rademacher. Ball tipped out. Caden Sweeney grabs it. He's fouled. And the foul will be on Josh Earsom. His second. He is the first Wolf to pick up two fouls. It is the fifth team foul. More subs for both teams. In for Pleasant, it'll be Brady Darby. He's in there with Pates, Pritchard, Zwiener, and Tolles. Zwiener has it on the right side of the key. Tries to get it inside to Darby. The ball was deflected before it ever got to Brady, and Pleasanton with their 10th turnover here of the first half. 26-25 Loomis midway through the second quarter. McNall, crossover dribble, comes into the paint. Off-balance jumper, no good. Ball hits the floor, picked up there by Rademacher. Can't get the putback, but Matt Gray does. Offensive putback for Matt Gray, 28-25 Wolves. Pates walks the ball up the floor. That is kind of the difference here, one of the noticeable differences. When Pleasanton scores, Loomis is sprinting to the other end with the ball. When Loomis scores, Pleasanton is taking their time. And another Pleasanton turnover. Again, trying to be too nifty with the pass. Coming to the other end, the layup is up and in by Kalen Anderson. He's got 10. And Josh Earsom has 12. So that's 22 of the 30 points. Loomis back up by 5. Neither team has called a timeout until this exact moment. As Coach Gavon says, let's talk it over. 3:11 to go here in the first half of play. It is Loomis 30, Pleasanton 25. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton, and the Bulldogs out of the timeout called for a travel. That is their 12th turnover of the basketball game. And John Colsheen will re-enter here with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go before halftime. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you a look at the first half stats of the boys' game, recap the girls' game, which Loomis won 56-32 to complete an unbeaten run through the conference. We'll talk with Coach Jim Rayburn about that, and moving into sub-districts. Right now it's Matt Houston with the basketball. Left baseline, kicks it up Rademacher, reverses it to McNall. Clay for three, it's good. 7 points for Clay McNall, and it has been a game of runs. Loomis is up by 8. That's a 7-0 run for Loomis. Can the Bulldogs get back after it? Faking the three is Pritchard. Steps inside for a 12-footer. It might have been deflected. It was way long. And grabbing the ball is Houston, but he stepped on the baseline. Kearney High boys trailing Lincoln Southwest at the half by a score of 25-23 on ESPN 1460. As the Pleasanton Bulldogs will throw it in here underneath their own hoop, go all the way out top to Pritchard. He and Janicek play a little catch. Janicek with the ball, Dribbles into the double team. Back to Pritchard to the high post. Leaves it off to Pates. Pates to the baseline. There he gets a look. 12-footer, though, strong. Rebound slapped around. Toll's kind of being a little water bug there, but Kyle Rademacher does grab it. And up the floor they come. Gray kicks it into the corner. Houston for three. It's too strong. And the rebound brought down by Pleasanton's Caleb Pritchard, his third. Off the floor with it, Pates. But now the Bulldogs have been on 25 for quite some time. Looking for that cutter into the lane, but a little late. The dribble is picked up by Janacek. He'll give it to Kolsheen. Take it right back into the team, out to Pates. The Bulldog passing just hasn't been very crisp here in the ballgame. It's given him some trouble. A lot of tip passes like that when it goes to Pates. Pates for three. It is no good. Rebound grabbed on the other side by Kalen Anderson. Then has his pocket picked, and they'll just let the layup go for Colin Janacek. Well, we've seen Loomis get the steal and layup three or four times. That's the first time Pleasanton has done it. Janacek with 4 points, 33-27. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Bulldogs. Austin Pates wasn't a big fan of that call. It's his second foul. Team fouls are even at five apiece, and Shane Sundquist will enter the game here for the Wolves. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop, stacked the lane on the left side to throw it in. Will be Matt Houston. Goes in the corner to Gray, so they've got the two post players in there with Earsom getting a little bit of a breather. Kalen Anderson up top, knocked away by Pates. The steal is made. Pates knocked it away. Janacek come up with a loose ball. Back-to-back turnovers to Loomis. See if Pleasanton can do something with it here as the Wolves get back in that 2-1-2. Right side to Tolles. Bounce pass to Pates in the baseline. Spins back out top. Couldn't get a shot. Not against the 6'5", Matt Gray. Now the ball's loose, and we're going to get a foul. And who's it going to be on? It was a loose ball foul called on Loomis. And the foul will be on Matt Houston. That's his first 16 foul. 47 seconds remain in the half. 33-27 Loomis. Bulldogs to throw it in. Swinging out to Pates. A little higher scoring than the semifinals at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament last week. Pates ball fake on Sundquist. Pulls it out between the circles with 40 seconds. Thinking about the long three. Nobody bid on it. Now he'll give it off for the three-pointer. Caleb Pritchard spins out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Matt Gray. And now Loomis has a chance for the last shot of the half. He'll give it off to Sundquist with 25 seconds. Coach Steve Johnson says, let's play for one. Pull it out. Get it in the hands there of Kalen Anderson. Guarded by Paints into the corner. They go to Houston with 13. Houston off the pick from Gray. Tried the pick and roll. It's covered. Go to the baseline to Rademacher. Dangerous pass across the lane. It's going to be tipped and stolen away. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Baseball pass to the other end. And the layup is up and in to end the half for Caleb Pritchard. So it turned from two for Loomis into two for Pleasanton, and that'll take us to halftime in a four-point game. Nice job there, knowing how much time was left by the Bulldogs. But on the road, Loomis has the lead at the half. It's the Wolves 33 and the Bulldogs 29. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right here on Classic Hits. Stay with us.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we are back here in Pleasanton. I want to thank all the fine sponsors, Athletic Director Ricky Westland and the fine crew here, as always, at Pleasanton for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime of the boys' game, it is Loomis 33 and Pleasanton 29. After three quarters in Lincoln, the Kearney High boys have taken the lead from Lincoln Southwest 40-37. That game currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier in the girls' game, it was Southwest over Kearney 55-43. And earlier tonight here on Classic Hits, it was the Loomis girls winning the regular season conference championship 56-32 over Pleasanton. 11 points, 13 rebounds for Tori Maskey. 11 points, 9 rebounds for Paige Thorell. We're joined by head coach Jim Rayburn. And coach, the significance here tonight is clinching the regular season title and going undefeated in the conference. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doug. That was definitely our goal for the season, was to win the regular season championship, and going undefeated was just the icing on the cake. Doesn't necessarily take away the pain from the conference tournament, but I think that showing the regular season winning everything is probably a bigger accomplishment, really, in the long run, if you want to look at it honestly.
And the big game to win that probably came on Tuesday night when you took on Eustis Farnham. You guys were the 1-2 seeds in the conference tournament, and neither did make the finals.
Yeah, no, neither one of us did. It was two good teams going at it, and when we went down there, we knew it was going to be a tough game, and it pretty much turned out that way.
Come in tonight against a Pleasanton team that has struggled this year. I said off the top of the broadcast, even those teams that struggle when it's their last home game, and they weren't senior dominated, so that might have played into it too, but when it's your last home game, you kind of figure maybe there's some adrenaline coming out of there. It was a slow start. You were able to shut them down right off the beginning of this basketball game.
Yeah, we wanted to come out sharp, and we've had some pretty good days of practice since the tournament loss, and that was our goal, was come out and kind of make a statement and get geared up for next week when everything counts.
Talk about the way you think the team has played in these two games since we saw you against Elm Creek in the conference tournament. Was it two vastly different games? It's two vastly different opponents.
Yeah, it really was. Eustis Farnham plays a different style than Pleasanton by far, and our goal was just try to make ourselves better. And even in the second half today, when at halftime it was a pretty large score, you know, I told the girls at halftime, I says, we've got to worry about ourselves, because if we don't make ourselves better, you know, we're gonna be done real soon.
Do you think that's happening? I told you, between the games, you guys forced a lot of turnovers and you got a ton of rebounds, but didn't make a lot of shots. A lot of those turnovers weren't ability to turn them into transition layups, as you're used to seeing. They weren't steals up top and go the other way and make layups. So one of the reasons, probably, you didn't get a lot of layups off that, but a lot of rebounds tonight, which means you had a lot of offensive rebounds. Ball just didn't go in as much tonight. Has that been a problem?
That has definitely been a problem. It's been a problem all year. It was a problem last year, and we went through a stretch this year where we were hitting some shots, but if we don't start shooting better, it could be a lights out next week.
I guess when you say Elm Creek, the silver lining is, I would assume, no matter who you are, your girls will realize that anybody that's kind of decent's got a chance in the postseason, because Elm Creek clipped them in the tournament.
No, absolutely, and I hope we knew that before that. I mean, we totally respected Elm Creek and knew the ability that they had. But, yeah, it's every game's fair game, and we don't win a lot of games real pretty. I mean, we make it ugly, and sometimes we do it on our own. You know, sometimes I almost wondered if we're scared to blow somebody out.
Well, you're going to get the Bertrand Pleasanton winner in the first round of the sub-districts. Talk about your sub-district overall, and if you're the number one seed, you hope to move on to the district. How does the district look?
Yeah, we like our chances. We're top seed in the sub-district, and we'll get the winner of Bertrand and Pleasanton on Tuesday at Kearney Catholic, and then we'll get the, I'm assuming we're going to win that game. Never want to overlook it, I guess, but then we'll get the winner of Arcadia-Litchfield, which that's going to be a pretty tough ball game for both of those teams. So, you know, I really like our chance. I would guess if everything holds right, it looks like Giltner should definitely come out of the other side. And I've got some scouting reports on them. I haven't seen them play, but I got to like my chances. I'd say we got a good chance to get to state.
One thing about your girls, very scrappy to get 51 rebounds in the ball game tonight, whether they're missing shots and getting offensive boards or not, that's a lot of rebounds.
I'll tell you what, that's one thing about my kids. They give what they've got on the court. I mean, the hustle, the effort is never a question with those guys. The girls just give what they have. It's just, we've got to learn to put the ball in the hole. And we got to be able to hit some three-point shots to open up the inside for our big girls. And on nights we struggle with that, we're going to win ugly.
Well, 13-4, you took care of all your business that you needed to in the conference. And anytime anybody can go undefeated through a conference schedule, and this has been a conference. Maybe it's down just a little bit from the last 5 years, but still, you had to beat everybody in it, and you did it.
And we did it, and that's all we can ask, and that's 2 years in a row now we've been the regular season conference champion, so I think that says a lot about our kids.
God, I'd hate to call you Coach of the Year.
Better not do that.
Jimmy, thanks for the time, and best of luck in the sub-districts, and hopefully we can see you in Lincoln.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug.
Jim Rayburn, head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves. They win it tonight 56-32 to claim the regular season conference crown. Here at the boys' game halftime, 33-29. Loomis, we'll give you the numbers right after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a quick look at your first half numbers for the Pleasanton boys. Jason Nichols has hit a three-point bucket. Caleb Pritchard is the leading scorer with 14 points, 3 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Derek Tolles, 2 points. John Colsheen, 2 points and a rebound. So Pritchard has 14, and he didn't play in the semifinal due to an illness. And he's looking good here tonight. 29 points, 11 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land, and 12 turnovers for Pleasanton. For Loomis, Clay McNall has 7 points, Kyle Rademacher 3 rebounds, Kalen Anderson has 10 points and a rebound, Josh Earsom is the leading scorer with 12 points, 1 rebound, Matt Gray 4 points, 3 rebounds, Kelly Thorell 2 rebounds and a block, and Matt Houston has 2 rebounds. 15 points in the first quarter, 18 to the second half, or second quarter. Loomis has 33 points, 12 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are just 2 of 6. They're 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block and 9 turnovers. 14 and 4, Loomis leading 11-5, Pleasanton at the half, 33-29. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The second half is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
We go to the third quarter of play, and Loomis will get the ball here to start things up 33-29. They'll lob it down to Earsom. He tries to draw a charge and then a walk. Earsom backed in to Caleb Pritchard, who flopped, and then Earsom didn't know what to do. He just kind of kept falling that way, and it ended up being called for the travel. I think Loomis has run the same exact play to start all three quarters. They scored to start the first and second, but not here in the third. Pleasanton helps him out, though, and throws it away at the other end. So we start with a turnover on each team, and let's go again. Loomis basketball, as it'll be Sundquist into the front court. Houston looking for his first bucket, puts his head down, drives to the hoop, and takes it in and scores. So first bucket there for Houston, 35-29. The biggest lead of the game for Loomis was at 8 points. Pleasanton led by 1, 2, or 3 times in the first quarter as the teams exchange buckets. But against this zone, again, bounce pass might help the Bulldogs out here. There have been so many passes deflected and stolen away. A ball fake, bounce pass, get Loomis off their game, inbounds pass, three-pointer Janicek puts it over everything, and it goes out of bounds to Loomis. Don't forget, tomorrow it is the D3 District Wrestling Finals at 2 o'clock from Elm Creek right here on Classic Hits, followed by the final three games of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Here's Houston taking it to the hoop again. He's too much for Pleasanton, and they are calling for the foul, and Matt will go to the line. So a couple of things that Coach Johnson obviously talked about at halftime was getting their posts a lot more involved. Gray had 4, Houston had 0 in the first half. The foul is on Derek Toles, his 3rd. And the free throw is no good. Checking in will be Nichols for Toles. Again, Monday, our girls' sub-districts will begin. Tuesday here on Classic Kits, it will be Centura against the winner of the Wood River Donovan Trumbull game at 6, followed by Ravenna Shelton at 7:45. Second free throw is up and in by Houston. So he's got the first 3 points of the half for Loomis, and they're up 36-29. Bulldogs basketball, right side with it is Pritchard. On him is Sundquist. Into the paint, here's Pates, has to arch it. The big arm of Josh Earsom, the shot is no good, and Houston gets the rebound. He's come out with some incentive here in the second half. Driving in, Earsom kicks it over to Sundquist. Sundquist dumps it back down to Earsom, low block, he's right there, he scores. Great start here to the second half for Loomis. They've extended that lead out to 9 at 38-29 in just 90 seconds. At the other end, an open jumper for Pritchard, needs it, got it, 16 for Caleb Pritchard. 38-31, Loomis into the front court. With it is Sundquist. Has it knocked out of his hand, and they're going to call a foul on the Bulldogs. Foul will go on Colin Janicek. That'll be his 1st. Foul situation, Toles has 3, Pates has 2. For Loomis, Earsom, the only player with 2. 6:10 to go, 3rd quarter. Loomis with the ball, and a 38-31 lead at Pleasanton. Oh, beautiful pass underneath from Houston to Earsom, and Earsom up and in. Everything looking grand here in the first 2 minutes of the 3rd quarter for Loomis, 40-31. Pace brings it across the timeline. They're guarding them farther out than they did in the first half, just forcing the Bulldogs to try and get that ball inside. Here's Pritchard. They do get it into Colesheen. He attacks, has the layup, and scores. Colesheen with the layup makes it 40-33. So they took what the team was getting them or giving them. Okay, Clay McNall, right side of the wing. Tries to get underneath, back cut. They lay up Pearson, put it up too strong that time on the reverse. And a rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Outlet pass to Pates, but Loomis always seems to be back defensively. With it, Pritchard over to Pates. Here's a long 3. Austin still looking for one, but it's over everything. And Matt Houston will get his 4th rebound. Up the floor comes Sundquist, poked out of his hands by Pritchard and out of bounds. Back in Matt Gray. And coming out Earsom after a great start here to the second half. Houston will throw it in here on the inbounds underneath his own hoop. Go all the way out top to McNall. Now try and post up Gray. But instead they'll skip it over to Sundquist. Now they post Gray on the left side. Turn around jumper spins off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Pritchard. Pleasanton wants to run. They just haven't been able to do anything in transition. All the way in. Off balance. Janicek throws it up. It won't go. Rebound Matt Gray. He stepped on a foot and was falling down. Just had to chuck it up at the other end. Houston comes in out of control. It won't go. The ball is slapped out to Houston by Gray. And another chance here for Loomis. There's Anderson. Swings it over to Houston. Around Colesheen. To the rack. Lays it up. No good. Again, contact. And they let it go. Rebound brought down by Austin Pates. So that time down the floor, Loomis had numerous chances and couldn't get any of them to go through the cylinder. Pates gives it off on the right wing to Pritchard. Into the corner they go to Nichols. Nichols to the cutter. Colesheen down the middle. Draws the foul. He'll get 2. Execution by Pleasanton. Just couldn't finish it. And Loomis will get the foul to send Colesheen to the line. John has not shot free throws. In fact, they've only been to the line once in the game. The foul was called on Matt Gray, his 2nd. And the free throw, Colesheen. No good. Bounced around for a while. Back into the game, Kyle Rademacher for Loomis and Caden Zwiener for Pleasanton. Free throw now for John Colesheen. On the way, and it's good. Colesheen hits 1-2, makes it 40-34. Loomis with the lead by 6, 4:15 to go, 3rd quarter. Earlier tonight, Loomis won the girls' game 56-32. Within the right-hand corner, Houston. They kind of clear it out, but he doesn't on Colesheen. Skip pass up top to his teammate Sundquist, who fires it right back to him as he cuts into the paint. Houston rolls it over the top of the front of the rim and scores. 42-34, 3 at the other end. Pulls up, hits the front of the iron from Janicek. Rebound Nichols. He puts it up. It won't go. Rebound Houston. And Loomis, chance to get up by double digits now for the first time in the game. 42-34. Fancy drilling by McNall, gives it off to Houston. Top of the circle, now swings it right side to Gray. Puts it on the floor into the paint. Tip there, ball loose, and it's grabbed in the corner by the Wolves. Rademacher grabbed it, reverse it to Houston. They kind of sag on him to Sundquist. He'll come into the paint, draw the double team. A lot of driving and dishing right now. Houston tries it to the baseline. Rademacher, here's his shot from 12. It won't go. Houston, though, offensive putback is up, and it is in. And once again, the rebounding becoming a factor. That's what both coaches said was a big difference in the first game, especially Coach Gavon says we can't let them get all the rebounds like they did the first time. And they're starting to do it again. Pretty even in the first half, 12-11 according to my count. But, heck, Matt Houston already has 5 rebounds himself here in this quarter. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They need a bucket down 10. Pates off the pick, 3 in the corner, and it's in. It didn't want to go down, but it finally does. And Austin Pates with his first bucket of the basketball game. And now Loomis loses the inbound with very little pressure. Their second turnover. And the Bulldogs could get 2 quick buckets here, cut that lead possibly in half. 44-37. So get it into the top of the circle to Pritchard, right back to Janacek, and then he tries a dangerous pass to Pates. It's knocked away, picked back up. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is short-armed by Pritchard. Offensive rebound put up by Zwiener. The reverse layup won't go, and it's out to Rademacher. Loomis on the run, driving in here, some no good. Then Pleasanton taps it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Pleasanton. Whoops. And now I think the officials are going to discuss something up here. And let's see if they say, yeah, they're going to overturn it. That's the right call. That's the right call. Coach Gavon smiles but doesn't get off the bench or anything like that. That's the right call, and that's what matters. So Loomis to throw it in underneath the hoop here. Looking is Matt Gray, and his inbounds pass deflected out of bounds by Zwiener. Again, Clay Weber out with injury tonight, so that's why he's not here. Last week, it was Caleb Pritchard who was out, and Pritchard scored 16 tonight, and his team's still down 7. Gray has it at the top of the circle into the corner to Rademacher, walked with the basketball but didn't call it. Now they go over to Earsome into the corner to the teammate, Kalen Anderson, for 3, and he'll hit it. 47-37. So Loomis a little more patient, and it all worked out of the end. 10-point lead for the Wolves. Post up Colesheen. Gives it to the cutter down the lane. Draws the foul and scores. Colin Janicek a chance for a 3-point play. They kind of clear that paint out just enough to try and get a cutter from the top of the key and get that ball into him. It's worked 2 or 3 times here. Houston in, and coming out with that 3rd foul is Josh Earsome. Just 2 fouls per team here in the 3rd quarter. 2 minutes to go, 47-39. Loomis leads here in the 3rd quarter. Back in is Kelly Thorell. And we're ready for the free throw. It is on the way, and it dances around it in for Colin Janicek. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game, 47-40. In favor of Loomis. They've led virtually the whole way. Pleasanton had a couple of 1-point leads in the first quarter. Right side of the key on the elbow with it is Houston. Goes to the back cut. He finds Anderson. Can't get it the first time. Can't get it the second time. Then a foul is called. Be interested to see who they call this on. Colesheen got the rebound. It looked like Pleasanton was over the back of their own teammates and just kind of standing off to the side was Kelly Thorell. And he gets whistled for the foul. So Pleasanton will get the ball back here. Trailing by 7, 47-40. It was 33-29 at the half. Zwiener trapped to the right-hand corner, gives it to Janicek. Back to Zwiener, the cutter on the right baseline. He'll lay it up and in. 2 points in every quarter for Zwiener. He's got 6. 47-42, the ball up the floor, trying to get the steal. Can't quite do it. Good job by Caleb Anderson to hang on to it. Gives it to McNall, picks up his dribble to Anderson, cutter in the lane, and he's fouled in there by Caden Zwiener, who tried to block the shot, got a lot of ball, but also got some arm. And for Zwiener, that'll be his 2nd. 2 free throws coming up here for Caleb Anderson, who got off to a red-hot start. 10 points in the first half. He has 13 overall. 0-1 at the line. And the free throw here is up and in. 48-42 Loomis. Again, last week, in the semifinals, 57-50. Loomis was the winner, so we're on pace to go over that. Second free throw for Anderson on the way. That one's no good. Rebound is fought for and ends up in the hands of the Bulldogs and Caden Zwiener. That'll be his fifth. Trapped out at midcourt without a dribble is Colin Janicek. Finally, Pritchard comes out, realizes it, and grabs the ball. Pritchard to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper. It's in. Caleb Pritchard found the seam. He's got 18, 48-44. Good little run here by the Bulldogs. Now will Loomis answer as they have all night. Sundquist out right side, under a minute to go. Third quarter. In the left-hand corner, Anderson posting up. They've got Gray, but they finally throw it to him. He's double-teamed. They switch it to the right side. Anderson in the right-hand corner. His baseline, there's no help. He'll miss the shot, though. Ball slapped out. Jason Nichols has it on the run. Tries to throw it ahead to Zwiener, and it never bounced. It just skidded right out of bounds. Each team with two turnovers here in the quarter. Loomis will have the ball with 27 seconds remaining, and I would imagine they'll play for the last shot, guaranteeing them the lead going into the fourth quarter. Sundquist brings it up, but Nichols making him work. Now Matt Gray at midcourt has it. He gives it to Houston. In the left-hand corner, it's Kelly Thorell. 15 seconds to Houston. Everybody on the left side now, they'll balance the floor out a little bit more. Houston top of the circle, looking for the cutter. 8 seconds. Still with the dribble off the screen. It's stolen away. Pleasant has got a chance for another layup. Taking it in and scoring is Caleb Pritchard. Can you believe that? The third quarter ends exactly like the second quarter did. Loomis played for the last shot, turned it over, and Pleasanton got the layup. So the 10-point lead 2 minutes ago is now two, and after three quarters of play, Loomis 48, Pleasanton 46. More high school hoops in a minute on Classic Hits.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Pleasanton gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they turn it over. Fast break the other way. Earsom comes down too strong. He misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. And we'll give you some numbers here in a moment, but a chance to tie for Pleasanton. Pates with it, and he's getting pestered out top, and they'll finally blow the whistle and call it on Clay McNall. His second, the team's fourth. So Pleasanton led by Caleb Pritchard with 20 points in the basketball game. They had a 17-point quarter compared to the 15-point quarter of Loomis. And driving in with a scoop shot, Colin Janicek ties this basketball game at 48. So the 10-point lead has been erased, and we are all tied up here in the game as Houston drives at the other end. Missed, got it back, put it up and in. Matt Houston with all 9 of his points here in the second half. He's got 9 points and 6 rebounds in the second half. And every time the ball's in the paint, the Bulldogs end up on the ground. Sometimes there's contact, sometimes there's not. Pates can't go anywhere, so just throws up a three. It's way mark. Rebound brought down by Clay McNall. Fast break the other way, nothing there. Skip pass from the right wing all the way to left. Gets it into the hands of Sundquist. Baseline, nothing there. Out to McNall for the three. It is good. And a timeout called here by Loomis. And a 30-second timeout. It'll be their first of the ball game. 6:28 to go in the game. It's 53-48. Loomis will be right back.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton High School. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Back-to-back buckets by Loomis after Pleasanton tied it. It's 53-48. Zwiener with it. Out of the Loomis timeout. He's being shoved in the corner. Got it underneath. Got a tie up. The arrow points the way of Loomis. Pleasanton turnover. So at sometimes we've had a lot of whistles. At sometimes they let them go after it. That time they let him play pretty hard. And Loomis says, okay. Into the front court, Houston. It's been his half. Houston trapped on the baseline. Jump pass, kicks it out to Shane Sundquist. Sundquist, couple of dribbles, gives it back to Houston. They brought Matt Moore out of the paint here in the second half. Let him work with a basketball. Pleasanton just leaning all over him there is Tolles. And now Tolles will commit the foul on the switch. He grabs the arms of Josh Earsom, who will shoot two. So for Derek Tolles, that's his fourth personal foul, each team with four fouls in the half. But for Loomis, they have had only five players score in the game. 16 for Josh Earsom, 14 for Kalen Anderson, and Earsom's free throw is good. 17 now for Josh, and it's 54-48, six in a row here for Loomis. Again, it's been a game of runs. Loomis will get up a little bit. Pleasanton will come back. Pleasanton just came back from 10. That one's put up way too strong. Almost banked it in. Rebound brought down by Pritchard, who has 20 points and 5 rebounds. Pates with it up top. He has not got his shot going tonight. Has just made one bucket of the ball game. Overload left side. Tolles. Baseline's open, so he'll take it. Leave it off underneath for Colesheen, who's fouled. Good dish off there by Derek Tolles. He's not the scorer on this team, and he gave it to John Colesheen, who will shoot two free throws. Colesheen, 1 for 2, has 5 points. The foul is on Shane Sundquist of the Wolves. That's his first. Colesheen's free throw, no good. He's not a very high-percentage free throw shooter. And into the ball game, Matt Gray. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Run down the final stats. Coach's interview. Keep it here. Second free throw, Colesheen, good. He looks so different, the first one from the second one, both times he's been to the line tonight. He looks like Shaq on the first one. He looks like Rick Barry on the second one. Everything but the underhand. Three-pointer here is no good by Clay McNall. And the rebound pulled down by Colin Janicek. His sixth. Nell, a little stutter dribble, brings it into the lane. Can't get the scoop shot to go. The ball is swatted all the way out to Austin Pates. Pates drives left wing. Wide open at the other end is Janicek, but they can't see him. Pleasanton in a little bit of trouble here. They both have four timeouts, so you can use them if they want. Here's a long three by the Bulldogs. That's nothing but net for Caleb Pritchard. Doesn't look sick to me. It's 54-52. Loomis by two, and the Pleasanton fans starting to get into it again. Houston with the basketball at the top of the circle. 23 points for Pritchard. McNall gives it off right side, and there's a shove. Oh, a foul. They're going to call a charge? They're going to call a charge on Loomis. They missed the blatant shove in the back. Oh, that was a foul on Pleasanton, and they missed it. The reason it was a charge by Kalen Anderson is because he just got shoved right in the back, and they missed it. So we'll go to the other side, and Pleasanton will have the basketball. You'll miss one once in a while. But Pleasanton gets the break. They'll try the three for the lead, but it's off the front of the iron. No good for Janicek. Rebound to Sundquist. Sprints to the other end. He's fouled as he takes it to the hoop. He'll shoot two. Sundquist, 0 of 2 at the line, has not scored in the basketball game. So off that missed call at the other end, Pleasanton could not take advantage. Missed the three. They have not led since the first quarter. Sundquist now tries to extend the lead, and the free throw skips out. No good. Final score from Lincoln in a big fourth quarter. Southwest clips Kearney 67-64. Here the second free throw is good for Shane Sundquist. His first point of the basketball game. 55-52 Loomis Wolves. put the seatbelt on. 4:15 to go. Looks like we're going to get another great one here to finish it up in this long rivalry. Left-hand corner with it is Janicek. Gets it out to Pates, posting up Kolsheen in the paint. Takes one stutter dribble, then puts it up and in. Kolsheen able to make a nice move there. The Loomis fans wanted a double dribble. It was close, 55-54 Wolves. 1 point lead. Skip pass right corner, Anderson. Tries to lob it into Gray, overthrew him, but maybe he was shoved in the back, and that's going to be the call. Pleasanton called for the shove in the back, and that's why Gray couldn't go up and get it. Foul will be on Caleb Pritchard. It is his first. Six fouls on each team, says our scoreboard. Now they say it's the second on Pritchard, but they've been off on that a couple times tonight. So whatever the case will be, it will be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it all the way out to midcourt, and that's where McNall will catch it. Against the man-to-man, Pates on him. Houston with it on the left side of the key, puts the ball on the floor around Kolsheen. Comes to the baseline, draws the contact, missed the shot. Good defense by Janicek. The rebound is brought down by the Bulldogs, and a foul going to be called on Loomis. And let's see who that goes on. I believe Houston. It'll be his second personal foul. And coming up to the free throw line is going to be Caleb Pritchard. This will actually be his first trip to the line. He's got a game-high 23. Front end of the 1-1 is good, and we are tied at 55. Fives across the board with 3:38 to go in the contest. And now Pleasanton, a chance to take their first lead since the first quarter. It's up. It is bouncing around. It is no good. So Loomis gets the rebound with Josh Earsom. They have not relinquished the lead. Back in is Rademacher. Goes to the right wing to McNall. Skip pass left side, Sundquist. But he's not a three-point shooter, so he doesn't pull the trigger. Back to McNall, right side of the wing. Right wing, I should say. Gets it inside, and Earsom just being grabbed and shoved. And could be on one of two players, but if it's on Tolles, I believe that's it. It would be his fifth. Let's see. And no matter what happens, Josh Earsom will be at the line to shoot two, and it's on Tolles, and he is fouled out. He is fouled out of the ball game with Clay Weber not being able to go because of injury tonight. There's been a couple players have to do different roles defensively. And so he fouls out with 2 points in the basketball game tonight, and 3:21 left in the contest. And Loomis going to take the full, or Pleasanton going to take the full minute here and bring in Caden Zwiener, who started the game tonight. Earlier tonight, Loomis was up 38-17 at half over the Pleasanton girls and won it 56-32. Torrey Maskey, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Paige Thorell, 11 points, 9 rebounds. And 10 points for Mickey Ahrens for Pleasanton. The free throw by Earsom is no good. They have not shot free throws well tonight. 4 of 10 coming into the fourth quarter. They're 2 of 5 in the fourth. They're 6 of 15 in the game. Second free throw also missed. Barely got there. And the rebound is grabbed by Caleb Pritchard. So Loomis's free throws hurting them here tonight. For Pleasanton on the other end, they're 6 of 9. High post, Kolsheen swings at the Pates, right back up top to Janicek. He'll try the three. He'll hit the three. And the tie is broken. Janicek's first three of the ball game. He's got 12, and it's 58-55 Pleasanton. That's their biggest lead of the game. First lead since the first quarter. On the low block, Earsom leans in. The flop, no call. He'll put it in off the glass. Timeout, Loomis. Earsom gets the bucket and a timeout right away by Coach Steve Johnson with 2:47 to go in the basketball game. Pleasanton 58, Loomis 57 here on Classic Hits.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Great basketball action here on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. It is Pleasanton basketball with a one-point lead. They had trailed trailed the whole game. We're down by as much as 10 in the second half before tying it at 48. Trying to set some high picks here and get the cutter. Pates, bounce pass down low. Zwiener, a little one-ham off-balance jumper, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Earsom was going after it, but he was out of bounds when he touched it. So Pleasanton will maintain possession. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports post-game show. And Pleasanton ball on the backside. Fake the inside pass. He'll throw it all the way into the backcourt to Pates. Sundquist starts to chase him and says, I'll let him go get it. Gives it off on the right wing to Janacek. Janacek looking to get Pritchard open. Janacek to the left key. They reverse it quickly back up top. There is Pritchard with a game-high 24. Caleb off the screen. Houston on him. They tried the pick and roll. They switch and Colsheen's covered. Now they get it to John on the low block. Leans in. Puts it up too strong. Rebound Houston. That's his ninth of the game. He's had a huge second half. 9.7 rebounds in the second half for Houston. Now McNall. He'll take it all the way and score. McNall did a little stutter and then turned the corner and gets his first bucket of the second half. He's got nine, and it's 59-58. Loomis regains the lead. Pates off the pick. He's a little scared to pull the trigger now. He was open, but he was looking for the pick and roll and getting it into Colsheen. Now they'll give it off to Pritchard, and Pritchard is fouled. Let's see where this one ends up. It will be a one and one for Caleb Pritchard. He's one of two at the line. That came here earlier in the quarter. Back in Caleb Anderson, 1:39 remaining, 59-58 Loomis. The foul was called on Matt Houston, his third. So a one and one here, a chance to tie the game again for Pritchard. He'll put it up, and it is in. This is the same situation he was in earlier in the quarter. Made the first to tie it at 55 and then missed the second. 59 all. Once again, a chance to give Pleasanton the lead. And Pritchard puts it up, and it's no good. So the rebound brought down by Matt Houston, his 10th. He'll give it off to Anderson, get it right back to him, over to Sundquist. Sundquist down the middle of the lane, and he makes it, but they call it for a walk. Took one extra step before he hit that pull-up jumper. That's the first turnover of the fourth quarter for Loomis. 13 in the game, and a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. 1:29 remains in the basketball game. We're tied at 59 here on Classic Hits.
At a rate of 98.9, the heart of rock and roll is still beating at KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We're back to action. Zwiener misses his shot. Colsheen will grab the rebound. And it's going to be Pates, a long three. It is no good. And the rebound pulled down. Clay McNall. And Loomis wants to run. Stops at the top of the key. Surveys the situation. 1 minute to go. 59-59 here at Pleasanton. Houston has the ball. Each team has three timeouts left, according to my book. Houston drives, draws contact. Out to Anderson. Reset it to McNall. But inside, Sundquist, the ball knocked away. Colsheen, McNall got it back. 44 seconds to go. Another try here for Loomis. Tie ball game. Houston against Colsheen. Gives it to Anderson. Doesn't want the shot, and Coach Steve Johnson sees that things aren't going the way he wants, so he calls a timeout. So Pleasant had a chance, couldn't cash in. Now Loomis has a chance. 36 seconds remain in the game. We're still tied at 59. It's Wolves ball when we come back.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, can somebody get the game-winning bucket, or are we in for bonus basketball tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com? Remember, eight games tomorrow from the Heartland Events Center starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The first one should be a great one. Overton taking on D2 defending state champion Giltner, who is unbeaten. All tied at 59. 30 seconds to go here. Loomis ball. They'll throw it into the backcourt from the side, and they'll get it into Kalen Anderson. Man-to-man here for Pleasanton. They give it to McNall, 28 feet away on the right side, guarded by Pates. Puts the ball on the floor, comes to the baseline, draws the double team, kicks it out to Earsom. 20 seconds to go, over to Houston. Tied at 59. Loomis now playing for the last shot. Houston dribbling the ball between the circles. 12 seconds to go. Still with the ball. Colsheen made him carry the ball. He tried to go around Colsheen, who poked at the ball, and it took a bad hop. And he's called for the palm with 8.6 to go. Pleasanton not looking like they're going to call timeout. So here we go. Three quarters court to go. 8.5 seconds. They get it to Pates. A bucket wins it. Pates at midcourt with 5 seconds. Stutter dribble to the top of the circle. Gives it off to Janicek. A three is an air ball because it slipped out of his hands. He dropped the pass and then he grabbed it and knew there wasn't any time left and had to just throw it towards the hoop and did not make it. And we are headed to overtime. 59 all. We're back after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accidents.
Well, it's overtime, and they jump it up again, and it will be controlled by 59-all. Houston with the control over to Sundquist. On the left wing, they'll get the ball to Kalen Anderson. If both teams could have shot their free throws a little bit better, we'd have a winner. In the fourth quarter, 2 of 6 for Loomis, 3 of 6 for Pleasanton. Loomis basketball. They've whittled the first 25 seconds off. Now they find Earsom. Earsom drives in and a hand foul, trying to block that shot. Pates got him on the arm. And 2 free throws are coming up. Well, they're not going to call it on Pates. It looks like they're going to call it on Pritchard, who has a game high, 25 points. That is his 3rd foul. Each team with 8, just to keep that in mind. Earsom's first free throw is no good. Josh was 1 of 4 himself in the fourth quarter. He leads Loomis with 19 points. 2 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, and he gets this one. So that breaks the tie, and Loomis leads it 60-59 with 3.5 to go in overtime. With it at the top of the circle is Conan Janicek. Backs into the high post. Goes into the corner to Zwiener. Zwiener kicks it back out to Janicek. Nearly stolen now. He gets by McNall. Comes in for the layup, and fouling him is Houston. He tried to block the shot. Houston didn't like it. Actually says something, but they're going to call the foul on Matt Houston. That'll be his 4th personal foul. Loomis fans, as you can hear, thought it was a clean block, but they are not going to get the call. And so 2 free throws here. And the free throw on the way by Janicek is good. Collin has 12 points now in the ball game. Ties the game at 60. 3:18 to go in overtime. Houston, the only player with 4 fouls. Now, Derek Coles did foul out in the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. 2nd free throw, good. So this time we see somebody make both free throws. Janicek 5 of 5 at the line, and Pleasanton gets the lead by 1. 61-60. Work the ball around the perimeter here for the Wolves. They get it in the left-hand corner to Matt Gray. Gray working one-on-one here against Pritchard. Can't get a shot. Swings it over for a three. Anderson hits it. Taylor Anderson with 17 points in the ball game, 63-61. Loomis just under 3 minutes to go in overtime. Here's Janacek in the front court. Crossover dribble gets the pick. Leaves it off for Pates. Pates tries the three. It is just not his night. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Pleasant gets it, forcing up a tough shot. It won't go for Colin Janacek, and then he is called for a foul the second time around. He got it away from Anderson the first time. The second time he thought he got it, but they're going to say no. And that'll be his second foul. He has 9 fouls now. And a 1-1 coming up from Earsom, who has struggled, as we've said. He's put up 9 free throws. He's 4 of 9, has 20 points. And the free throw by Earsom is up. It is too strong. The rebound to Cole Sheen, his third. 63-61 Loomis, 2:35 to go in overtime here on Classic Hits. Pates, they're kind of leaving him alone now, as cold as he is. As a team, Pleasanton is 5 of 22 from three-point land. Janacek, he's covered there by McNall. Off the Pates, they sang on him. McNall on the switch plays him. Screen Cole Sheen, but not much off of it. 2:15 to go. Back up top they go to Janacek. A 2 to tie, a 3 for the lead. Janacek cut off by Sundquist. Now he finds Pritchard. Pritchard just can't get the ball inside. Goes to Cole Sheen. Spin move. Blocked. Blocked by Josh Earsom. Loomis grabs the ball. Another block by Earsom. 2 blocks in that series. Up for Anderson. A pull-up 3. It's good. A dagger for Caleb Anderson. It's 66-61. Pleasanton has all kinds of timeouts, but they're not going to use one of it. It's 45 to go in overtime. With it is Pates to the right-hand corner. Cole Sheen covered on the pick and roll. Back up top to Pritchard. They need one from him. He's the game's leading scorer, but they double team him, and then he throws it away. Turnover, Pleasanton. And now Loomis is in control with a minute 33 to go in the basketball game. 66-61, and Loomis has the ball. Sundquist will bring the ball up the floor. A foul will give Loomis 2 shots. Ken Pleasant to make the steal. But again, Loomis not shooting them so well. Might not be a bad idea to start fouling, especially right here. Matt Gray with the basketball to Anderson. I don't think you want to foul him. Into the corner, Gray again. Minute 13. Pleasanton not moving very quickly here, though. They are not up on Loomis at all. Give and go underneath Houston. Shot blocked from behind by Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen blocked the shot, and Pleasanton gets the ball, but only 1 minute remains. 66-61. Pates on Sundquist. Gets it up top to Janacek. Janacek, drop back 3. It's good. Colin Janacek makes it a 2-point game with a step back 3. 66-64. Pressure out of the backcourt, but Loomis throws over the top. Coach Johnson says, go for it. Houston, wide open lane, brings it in, and he is fouled hard, and then the ball wedges between the glass and rim, so the shot doesn't go. But somehow, Houston saw a wide open lane, and he goes in for 2 free throws after being fouled. 1 of 2 at the line. 9 points. 39 seconds to go. The foul was on Pritchard, his 4th. 66-64. Could make it a 2-possession game. The first one in and out. No good. Back in, Jason Nichols. Cole Sheen out. 39 seconds to go in overtime. Loomis 66, Pleasanton 64. And a second free throw by Matt Houston on the way, and it's good. So it's a 3-point game, 67-64. Pleasanton will bring the ball up the floor left side with Colin Janacek. Janacek stutter dribble, backs up, doesn't take it, gives it off to Pritchard, swings it over to Pates. 30 seconds remaining. Pates back up top. They could still use it too, but they're going to have to get after it. They try to clear the lane. Pates takes it to the hole, kicks it out in the corner to Zwiener, but he doesn't pull the trigger. We're down to 16. Zwiener to Pates in the right-hand corner. He'll come back, shoot the 3. Pates, it's good. We're tied. Only the second 3 of the game by Austin Pates. Quickly, Loomis goes the other way. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Houston tries to draw contact. Ball loose. Ball still loose. We're going to double overtime. The clock has expired as Pleasanton tried to get the basketball. We're going to double overtime here in Pleasanton. 67-all. We'll be right back.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Well, we are still playing basketball tonight here at Pleasanton. How about we try double overtime here this evening? And that means they'll jump it again in the middle. We've had one double overtime game earlier this year on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. So we go double overtime. All tied at 67. Loomis has won the tip the first two times, and they'll win it again. So let's go. After a five-point lead late was blown, they'll get it to Earsom. Earsom drives. Earsom scores. Boy, off every tip so far in the game, they went to Earsom, and he's been able to convert most of the time. John Colsheen with the foul. That will be his first, and a chance for a three-point play here for Josh Earsom. I've got him with 22 points in the game, and the free throw is no good. That's killed Loomis. Rebound brought down by Colsheen. 69-67, double overtime. Loomis with the lead. And this isn't the end of the season for these teams. They've still got basketball to play next week. Pate's long three. It's good. He couldn't hit anything until the post, until the overtime, and he knocks down two here. And Pates gives his team the lead with his third three of the basketball game, 70-69. Up top with it is Earsom. Earsom gives it to Anderson. Again, the largest lead tonight for Pleasanton was 3 points. The biggest lead for Loomis, 10. And they had a five-point lead in overtime. McNall takes it to the hoop, misses, got his own rebound, puts it up and in. 11 points for Clay McNall. And it's 71-70. Loomis, 3 minutes to go, second overtime. Pritchard trapped on the baseline. Kicks it out to Janacek. Janacek back out to Pritchard, to Pates. Top of the circle, Janacek, three. That one will not go. Rebound pulled down by Earsom, and a foul called on Pleasanton. So plenty of action here at Pleasanton High School. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you the excitement. It's the third foul on Colin Janacek. Four on Pritchard. Tolles has already fouled out. For Loomis, Houston has four. And two free throws coming up here for Matt Houston, for Josh Earsom. And the first one is good. Earsom has been up and down from the line tonight, but has made less than half of them. 72-70, Loomis. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard, his eighth. He's still got a game-high 25, but is yet to score in the overtime. Second overtime, 72-70 Loomis, 2:45 to go. Pates brings it to the right side, guarded by Anderson, but not close enough for a five-second count, and he'll walk it back out towards midcourt. Off the left side, they've been trying to run pick-and-roll a lot here in the second half and overtime, but Loomis has done a very good job covering him. Now driving in will be Janacek, and as Janacek gets inside, there's some contact and a foul. And a chance to tie the game from the line now. And the foul is on Kalen Anderson. That'll be his third. And shooting to Colin Janacek. Janacek, a big fourth quarter, and he hit the big three in overtime. And he puts the free throw up and in. He's got 18 points now. 11 of those from the fourth quarter on. Second free throw now for Janacek. It's on the way, and we're tied again, 72-72 on the Janacek free throw. 2:20 to go, second overtime here at Pleasanton. Sundquist gets it to the front court, gives it off to Anderson. Gray's back in the game, up top to McNall. Skip pass left corner to Anderson, trying to post up Houston. They get it to him. He's double-teamed. Nowhere to go with the shot, so he'll kick it out. Sundquist at the high post, leans in from eight. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Pritchard. I don't think Sundquist intended to shoot it, but when he leaned in, there was nobody there, so he just kind of followed through, and it went off the back of the iron. 1:50 to go. driving in and kicking it out to Page for the three, and that one will not fall. Rebound, slapped out of there, chasing it down into the crowd. It's going to be off of Pleasanton and Loomis basketball. Matt Gray slapped it out of there because he didn't have position, but he was the tallest guy on the team, and it went off of the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Again, both teams have tons of timeouts. You get one for each overtime, so Loomis has four. Pleasanton has five. 1:40 to go. Second overtime, we're tied at 72. Loomis ball into the right-hand corner. They give it to Anderson. Kicks it back out to Josh Earsom. Between the circles to McNall. McNall puts it on the floor. Drives and kicks it into the corner, but passing up a three is Earsom. Loomis hasn't shot near as many threes as Pleasanton. I've got them 4 for 7, though, when they do shoot them. On the other end, about 25 or 6 for Pleasanton they've shot and hit. I think 8 it looks like. On the low block, Earsom takes it back. Sundquist won't take the 12-footer. In the paint, back out McNall. Now they post up Earsom underneath on Colesheen. Up, no good, but they blow the whistle and a Colesheen foul, his second. Two more free throws for Josh Earsom, who was hoping he could make a few. But he was 1 of 4 in the fourth quarter and 1 of 3 in overtime. And now here in the second overtime, he's 1 of 3. So he's 5 of 13 at the line. And this one dances in. 6 of 14 at the line for Earsom. Makes it 73-72. Loomis by one. Second free throw on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. So we're on an odd number right now. 1 minute to go in the second overtime. Pleasanton ball down one. Off the dribble, Janicek drives in. Goes to Pates for three in the corner. It is short. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Loomis. Earsom didn't realize where he was. He just kind of reached out with a paw to grab it. And now I think Coach Gavon is going to get off the bench and call a timeout. With 49 seconds remaining here in the second overtime, 73-72, Pleasanton with the lead, or with the 1-point deficit. They'll have the ball when we come back.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, this great rivalry is not disappointing tonight. 49 seconds to go in the second overtime. It is Loomis 73, Pleasanton 72. It's Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Again, 49 seconds to go. Loomis was up 10 in the third quarter. They were up 5 in the first overtime. Pleasanton keeps coming back. Quick three off the inbounds. It's up, and it is in for Colin Janicek before they could even get set. And it's 75-73, Pleasanton. Loomis now trails for the first time in overtime, either one of them. 35 seconds to go. They try to get it into Houston. The pass is thrown away. A steal is made. Now they've got a foul or steal the basketball. They try to trap Pritchard. They steal the ball. McNall's got it. McNall's in. McNall hits the layup. Clay McNall with the steal, and we're tied at 75 with 20 seconds to go here in the second overtime. Still time. Pleasanton up the floor. Into the paint is Pritchard. Kicks it to Pates. Up top he'll go. Janicek around to Colesheen. Layup is good, and he's fouled with 10 seconds to go. Great ball movement by the Bulldogs. And the sophomore John Colesheen executes. He's got 10 and a chance to make it a 3-point game. The foul is the third on McNall, who made the big play at the other end. 9.7 to go. 77-75. Now Colesheen with the shot to make it a 3-point game. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound in the air. It is grabbed by Kate. A 2 to tie, a 3 to win. Timeout Loomis as they get it just across the timeline. Sundquist calls it. 5.5 to go. 77-75 in the second overtime, and Pleasanton has got the lead, but Loomis, it's now their chance to send this game into overtime or possibly win it with a three-point bucket. Now, if you are looking at the three-point bucket, they've shot it very well tonight, but only seven times from beyond the arc. They've hit four of them. Kalen Anderson hit two three-pointers in the overtime. Let me add that on there. So they were two of two in the overtime. So they are actually five of eight from three-point land. Anderson has two. McNall hit one back in the first half. And actually, Anderson has three in the ball game. So look for Kalen Anderson if he's going to attempt a three-pointer here in the ball game. Let's see what happens. They get the ball on the side right about half court. Houston to throw it in. A two to tie, a three to win. Houston to throw it in. He's unguarded. Looks for McNall. Double clutch. They get it to Sundquist. Back to Houston. Over to McNall. A three for the win. It's no good. Pleasanton has won the ball game in double overtime. 77 to 75. As they had to force the three up. Good defense by Pleasanton. I really thought Loomis would probably try and shoot a two-pointer because they'd had such success, but it doesn't happen here tonight. And Brandon Javon gets his first win over rival Loomis. But what a great basketball game it is. And remember, folks, pretty good chance that these teams will meet again in the sub-districts, which will be coming up in 2 weeks. For these teams, Pleasanton next week, well, tomorrow, they got to try and bounce back and play Bertrand, and then they go to Litchfield. And for Loomis next week, they will head to Maxwell, a team that has struggled this year. But as you get ready for looking what's ahead in the boys' sub-districts, and the official pairings will come out next week. The girls are out, of course, but Bertrand's in there, Pleasanton, Loomis, Litchfield, and Arcadia. Arcadia will be the only team in that group that has struggled this year. Litchfield maybe a little more than usual, but you would assume that Loomis and Pleasanton will be the 1-2 seeds, Bertrand the 3, and Litchfield the 4, and Arcadia the 5. What a ball game it was here tonight. 77-75 in double overtime. Pleasanton able to get the victory. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And the crowd begins to file out here at Pleasanton High School. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports continuing to serve you for outstanding sporting activities, whether it is your club, your school, your organization. It doesn't matter. They are there for you. Misco Sports, if you have any questions, contact their main office at 728-5261. 77-75, Pleasanton wins it in double overtime here tonight in a game that they never led by more than three. They were up 58-55 in the fourth quarter after being down 10 in the second half. And then they had to hit a couple of threes from Austin Pates and Colin Janicek in the first overtime to send it into a second overtime after we were tied at 67. So 59 all at the end of regulation, 67 all after overtime, 77-75 the final here. We'll take a look at all the final numbers right after this timeout.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling.
and the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats as best we can here on the Misco Sports postgame show, and we will start with the Loomis Wolves. I had Clay McNall for 13 points and 3 rebounds. Kalen Anderson led the way tonight with, well, he was second, excuse me. Josh Earsom actually led the way, but Anderson had 20 points, 3 rebounds. Shane Sundquist, 1 point, 1 rebound. I had Josh Earsom for 24 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Matt Gray, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Kelly Thorell had 2 rebounds and a block, and Matt Houston, 10 points and 11 rebounds. But after halftime, all 10 of his points and 9 of his rebounds here in the basketball game. 12 rebounds in the first half for Loomis. They didn't have any in the first overtime because I think they made everything, and they had 3 in the second overtime. So 12 in the first half, 16 in the second half, 3 in the overtime. Free throw shooting, that's what really hurt Loomis tonight. They were 2 of 6 in the first half. They were 4 of 10 in the second half. In the first overtime, Loomis ended up making just 2 of their 5. And in the second overtime, Josh Earsom was the only man that got to the line, and he was 2 of 5 again. So in the overtime periods, 4 of 10, 10 for 22 at the line tonight for Loomis. 3-point shooting. Overall, I had Loomis making 5 of the 9 that they shot tonight. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 5 in the second half, 1 in each overtime for Loomis. They had 33 points at halftime, 26 in the second half, 8 in the first overtime, and 8 in the second overtime. 75 points, 31 rebounds, 10 out of 22 at the free throw line, 5 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 16 turnovers. Loomis will fall to 14-5 and play at Maxwell next Friday. We'll look at the final numbers for Pleasanton right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And back on the Misco Sports postgame show, again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to all the crew here at Pleasanton for their hospitality. Athletic Director Ricky Westland included. Jason Nichols hit a 3-point bucket for Pleasanton as we look at their stats. That was his total. He had 2 rebounds. Austin Pates, who really struggled from the floor tonight, hit a big 3 to tie the game in the first overtime and hit another one in the second. He did end up with 9 points and 2 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard ends up with 25 points in the basketball game. None of those came in either overtime session. He had 10 rebounds. Colin Janicek really got it going after the third quarter. He hit 3 threes, 1 in the fourth, 1 in overtime, and 1 in the second overtime. And he had 15 points after the third quarter to end up with 22 points, 7 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Derek Tolles, 2 points, fouled out with 3:21 to go in regulation. And John Kohlschein got bigger as this game continued to grow, ended up with 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 blocked shot. He actually had the game-winning bucket with 10 seconds to go in the second overtime. for Pleasanton. They had 11 rebounds in the first half. They really hit the boards after that, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they had 13 rebounds in the second half, 7 in the overtime periods. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 5 of 9 in the second half, 2 of 2 in the first overtime, and 2 of 3 in the second overtime. 3-point shooting for the Bulldogs, 3 of 12 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half, 2 of 3 in the first overtime, 2 of 5 in the second overtime. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 5 in the second half, and 1 in each overtime session. So for Pleasanton, they had 29 points at halftime, scored 30 in the second half. They had 8 points in the first overtime and 10 points in the second half, second overtime. Unofficially for the Bulldogs, 77 points, identical in rebounds with 31 to what Loomis had. They were better at the line, 11 of 16, 9 of 29 from three-point land, one block shot, 19 turnovers. Pleasanton improves to 12 and 5 and avenges the tournament loss to the FKC last week with a 77-75 double overtime win over the Loomis Wolves. They will be back home again tomorrow to take on Bertrand, and then next Friday they will head over to Litchfield. Going to try and get a quick word here with Coach Gavon as he is finishing up his interview with the Kearney Hub. We'll take a break and be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Club. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Going to get a chance to talk with the coaches here. Again, the beauty of this whole thing is that they're going to get to decide it most likely on the floor in the sub-districts. And Steve Johnson joins us here, the head coach of the Loomis Wolves. And, Coach, anytime you got a great rivalry, you love to see great games. And in the end, this was a great game. Came down to free throw shooting for your ball club. It really bit you in the Achilles tonight.
Yeah, it did. It roared its head against us again. You know, it's every loss we've had this year, it's really come down to free throws, and tonight was no different. You know, you just make one more in the fourth quarter, and we're not here. But, you know, I credit both teams. Both teams played hard. They left it on the floor. It was a great game to be involved with.
You must have saw something the first time you played, because I think every time you won the tap and every time you got the first possession of the quarter, you ran that same play to Josh Earsom. It was pretty successful.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to pound it in. You know, they're pretty quick, but really they don't have a size to match up with Josh, and he had a great game, you know. It's just a tough one to lose.
Pleasanton rebounded the ball better than they did last week in the semifinal. Was that the big key, or was there something else you saw?
You know, I think... you know, they did. They rebounded well. And like I say, we talked about free throws. And, you know, I go back to the end of the first half where we had built up like a 10-point lead and had three turnovers right in a row, and they made that run. And, you know, the game just wasn't the same after that.
You had some kids that did some really good things, but it took getting the ball to Josh in the second half. Matt Gray and Houston weren't as much of a factor tonight as I'd seen earlier. But Houston, I don't know what – somebody must have put something in his ear – at halftime, because he ends up with 10 points and 9 rebounds after halftime.
You know, he's a great competitor, and he hates to lose, and he was trying to do everything he could in his willpower. And, you know, like you said, he came out in the second half and played like a senior tonight.
Well, Stevie, we'll let you get out of here. One more game next week, and then the sub-districts, and I'm guessing the anticipation's already there. It's 1-1. Let's see if we can get the rubber match.
Yeah, the rubber game. You know, they're a great team, and... you know, it should be another fun matchup, hopefully.
Steve, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Good luck. That is Steve Johnson, head coach of the Loomis Wolves. Brandon Kavan has also made his way up here after experiencing his first win in this heated rivalry, which has seen a lot of great games. But Brandon, this was something else. It looked like you guys finally got knocked out there in overtime when Loomis went up by five, and then the threes finally started to fall. I had you 5 of 21, but in the overtime, 4 of 8, both overtimes.
Yeah, it was just kids not wanting to let down, not wanting to let this game slip away, and stepping up and hitting huge shots. You know, they were able to erase maybe some bad shots from earlier in their game, in the game, from their mind, and just step up confidently and hit huge shots for us. And it was everybody stepped up.
You played from behind most of the game. It was close in the first quarter. They got that lead out to 8 in the first half, cut it to 4 at halftime. A couple of key plays. They're trying to kill the clock at the end of the second and the third quarter. You come up, your team does, with a turnover and a subsequent layup at the horn both times to take momentum into the halftime locker room and into the fourth quarter. And that was even bigger because they had you down 10 just a couple minutes before that, and that cut it to 2.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't remember who got the steals, but I know Pritchard finished with the layup. He always kind of knows when to release. He's about as smart a basketball player as there is. But, yeah, huge plays. And then, again, it happened in the conference tournament. We got down by 10 in the third quarter, and we decided you can fight or you can flight, and we fought both times. Came back and just stepped up. I mean, it was just one of those fun games. I wish I could get out and watch it at a certain point because I'm sure it was entertaining. But
well, it was definitely entertaining here tonight. And as you said, able to get things done. Both coaches told me that rebounding obviously was a key the first time around. You held your own on the boards, although I would have thought Loomis out-rebounded you. And maybe when you officially tallied up, they might have got a couple more because it seemed like when they did get some rebounds, they got out and went. And every time you guys did, they were back defensively. You had very few transition buckets tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like to run. They release a guy on a shot, and if they get a board, they're going to throw it up to them. So we did a better job in the second half of getting the guy back, first of all, because we gave up a lot of layups in that first half. But they're a team that can jump all across the board. They've got athletes, and if we don't get a body on them and it's a jumping contest, they're going to get it. So I just stress, get a butt on somebody and get them out of there.
And obviously, probably the biggest difference was the return of Caleb Pritchard. You didn't have him last week, and tonight, 25 and 10.
Yeah, he's still not full strength yet, but that kid, just it doesn't matter if he's hurt. I mean, his shoulder's injury in football, he missed a few games at the beginning of the year for that and this illness. But if he's on a court or if he's on a football field, he's all out, and he doesn't care how he feels. He's going to go get the job done.
Well, Caleb told me he pulled out some old Waverly High School tapes of Ricky Westland and watched how he played when it was time to step up and get it going, and that's what he did tonight. But at any point tonight, did you have that feeling in your gut that it just wasn't going to be your night? I know Austin Pates probably had that feeling because he couldn't make anything until he hit the big three in the first overtime.
You know, I didn't feel that because it was the same way in the first game, down 10. Our kids fight. You know, I never can question their effort. They're always giving me 100% effort. And that was the same again tonight when we got down. They clawed their way back in. It made plays when we needed them and hit some big shots.
You got Bertrand tomorrow, so you do have to play again tomorrow. There's another team that's in your sub-district. You're going to get an up-close and personal look at these teams in your sub-district with these teams, Litchfield there as well. I mean, man, oh, man.
Yeah, more than likely it'll be Bertrand first round of sub-districts and Loomis in the sub-district finals if we get there. So it's kind of nice to be able to see these teams one more time. We've already played Bertrand. We've already played Loomis, and it'll probably be playing both those teams three times. They'll get used to us, and we'll get used to them. There'll be battles down at the end of the season.
Well, congratulations. I know the fans enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and we'll wish you best of luck tomorrow and into the postseason. Hopefully, we'll see you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Brandon Cavan joining us here after the double overtime victory tonight by Pleasanton, 77-75. And that'll wrap things up. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Misco Sports, even though they've closed their retail store in Kearney, that doesn't mean they're out of business. They'll continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you've got a question, contact their main office at 728-5261. In the girls' game tonight, Loomis won the regular season conference championship by beating Pleasanton 56-32. And here in double overtime, Pleasanton 77, Loomis 75. Tomorrow, we will have the D3 District Wrestling Finals beginning at approximately 2 o'clock from Elm Creek here on Classic Hits. All the games from the Heartland Events Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic, they begin at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. You can hear the first five games on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the last three beginning at 5:45. right here on Classic Hits. Again, a great one to end our regular season. Pleasanton 77, Loomis 75 in double overtime. For Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory speed.